This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is the Week in Review. Tim Walls, in his daily briefing yesterday, had this to say about assistance to our veterans.
Starting day, Minnesota veterans who are impacted by COVID-19 can apply for financial assistance grants from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
Governor Walls went on to talk about disturbing discrimination in Minnesota.
I'd also like to announce today we have launched a discrimination helpline, and this is the helpline for folks to address. It's unfortunate this is happening, but it still continues to happen. We're still getting way too many calls of xenophobia and racism, especially aimed at the Asian American community because of COVID-19. So I know that the vast majority out there are supporting their neighbors, doing what needs to be done, but this is a time for us to stand up and help our neighbors. We've got a very vibrant Asian community in Minnesota, one that has been here for an awful long time. And to be unfairly targeted during this time just adds unnecessary stress. So that number out there is 833-454-0148, and we'll be putting that online.
Walls went on to talk about a couple of executive orders that went into place yesterday.
We did Executive Order 2028, which authorizes out-of-state mental health providers to treat Minnesotan patients via telehealth. Many are receiving that care. It's a way that I worked quite some time ago when working with the VA and the delivery of mental health services. And as these cross state lines, this will make sure that folks are able to continue to get the care that they need. And Executive Order 2029 makes two amendments to the unemployment insurance issue. The First Amendment provides an administrative fix to streamline applications, and the second implements federal notification requirement to help Minnesotans qualify for the additional, the $600 on top of that.
Moving on to a bit more local news, this week we talked to Mark Cannon at Freddy's.
You know, we're just doing takeout from Wednesday to Sunday. Call our number, 320-679-2811. This Easter, next Easter Sunday, from 11 to 2, we're doing a full Easter dinner. It means you can do it for a family of 2, 4, 6, 8, or 10. And you get pit ham, roasted chicken, 5-cheese mac and cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy. And rather than doing a big buffet, we'll do a mini buffet at your own house between 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. If they need for more than 10, or you know, if they need for 16, we'll just do two 8-people setups, you know. So it includes all of that food, and you get a full, you know, Easter dinner, a mini buffet that you can enjoy from 2 all the way up to 10.
That was Mark Cannon at Freddy's Restaurant on Highway 65. We also talked to Dan Johnson at the local State Farm Agency on Main Street.
Well, we're doing our best to keep it as business as usual by being available by phone, by email, or through statefarm.com. Our lobby is locked, and any items that need to be personally delivered, we are handling our front window like a drive-through window. Yep, we took the screen off the window, so we're passing. Some people pay with cash or that kind of thing. So trying to do as much as we can electronically and through the phone, but if it just doesn't work, we are still here in the office at this point. So
that was Dan Johnson at State Farm. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.